This week's parasha is Parashas Noach, where the Torah teaches us about the chait of the Dor HaMabul, and they had the Mabul for 40 days, and Noach built the Teva and brought all the animals into the Teva, fed them for a year, and it says about Noach, he was Ish Tzadik Tomoy with the Roisov, he's a big tzadik, and the truth is, B'schus Noach and all his efforts, the whole entire Kiyom Olam that we have today was because of Noach. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh Taka and Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel talks about why to Noach he was allowed to eat meat. Until Noach came along, all the Bnei Adam, they weren't allowed to eat vegetables, weren't allowed to eat animals. But after the Mabul and Noach's efforts in keeping the Kiyom Olam, it says in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that allowed to eat meat. And it says a few different reasons. One of the reasons are, Shu Tarach Behem, the Aruch Chaim writes, Shu Tarach Behem, the Yoga B'teva, B'tseva Lamed Kam Yigiyas Yoga Behem. Because all the mysterious nefesh that he did for everyone, for all mankind and for all the animals and for everyone, that's helped the world, the Kiyom Olam, the world we have today. So Noach was a big tzaddik, he was Meisa Nefesh. And the question is, so why is the Mabul called Al Shem Noach? Rashi brings down to the Haftarah, to Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk says, Asher Nishbati Ma'avor Mei Noach, that Hashem swears he's not going to bring a Mabul anymore. And how does he phrase Mabul, Mei Noach, the water of Noach. And all the Bali Musar and all the Mefarshi HaChumash all ask, why is it called Mei Noach? It's the Chatam of the Dor HaMabul that caused the Mabul. It was nothing to do with Noach. Why is it called Mei Noach? Why would they call it the waters of Noach? It's not the waters of Noach. It's the waters of the Dor HaMabul. It's the Chatam. Why are we calling it Mei Noach? So there's two different pshatim how to answer this question. The first pshat is Reb Chaim Shulevitz. Reb Chaim Shulevitz brings down in his shoes, which is talking about the regal of the matziv in the Vachomas, the Yom Kippur War. And he brings down, he says, Inyan HaMabul, Kosher Shtei Pa'amim Mei Noach. It says twice in the Pasuk, it's called Mei Noach. HaReisha HaMabul Nikra HaShmoy Shei Noach. Kilu Heva, he says, Kilu, he brought the Mabul. HaKaponu HaGoyim Lazer, Chaim Shulevitz says, Vatam, he brings down the Zayar, Lefish Lo Yispal HaBnei Doiroi. He says, because he didn't daven on the Bnei Doiroi. If he would have davened that the Mabul shouldn't happen, like we find by Avraham Avinu, he davened but the schus of a stone, that stone should not be turned over. It didn't work, but he davened for it. If Noach would have davened, maybe the Mabul wouldn't have happened. And since he did not daven, it's considered Mei Noach, the waters of Noach. And he ends off, he says, V'zen nema al tefilas yachir b'doyroi shekul l'chomas. Madach a tefila of a yachir of Noach could have helped a dar that was full of Rishoim. Kavachayim a tefilas rabim shal yeshiva shleima dilon shagolik tefilas rabim. He's giving chizik to his yeshiva. They should daven that the war should end. Because the Tefillah of the Rabbim is even more than Tefillah of the Yochid. And we're talking about not Rishom. We are not Rishom like the Dor HaMabul. So Kav HaChomer, when I show Kav HaChomer, that Tefillah would work. And it's a big chizik to show us how much Tefillah can help. And if you don't daven, and someone is, Chas Shalom, is callous about the Inyan of Tefillah, he doesn't care to daven to help save us from the war, that's a taina on him. It's called Mei Noach. He should have davened that the Mabul shouldn't happen. That's the first shot I saw to answer this kasha. The other mahalach is that it's brought down in a lot of the Svarim, the difference between Noach and Avraham Avinu. And he writes in the Ma'ayim Beis Sheva, the Shimon Schwab writes like this, Be'emes Kana Ben Shoyal, Eich Yitochen Shechai Tzadik Tomim Sheish Mei Yashono, Vol Yishpi Alav Echov Nei Doirish Yikonos Tachas Kanfei Yashchino? And he also was busy with the Teva for 120 years. He couldn't bring one person back to Tshuva. So he says, Zoktav Shimon Schwab, Royin Onum Yizeh, Shagam Shoyi Noach Tzadik Tomim, Kom Mokol Yoysik Ba'avoydas Kiriv Rechoykim, he was busy for himself. He was very big Bala Avoida, Avoidas Hashem for himself. But not for other people. He didn't bring it to other people. The Kedushas Levi, the Vedit of Rav, says the same exact idea that there was a difference in how Noach did his business. How Noach, he says, near the Hine Shne Mine Tzadikim Shoiv Mesabayre. Tzadik Echad Yashoiv Abayre, who was Slavas God of Latzmoy, Vainam Karvar Hashem, Leoisim Gamkim Oiv de Abarachu. And he says, you have to come back as a Gilgal. That's what it says in Arizal. There was a taina on Noach that he was not makar of all the people. Like the tzaddikim say that Noach was a tzaddik in pelts, which means he's a tzaddik with his fur coat. What does that mean? That means when someone's freezing cold outside, and he has two ways to warm himself. Either he can warm himself by putting on a few coats. Another way to warm himself is making a big fire, a bonfire, that will warm him up. What's the difference between two ways of warming yourself up? It'll be the same warm. What's the difference? The difference is when he puts on a coat, it only warms himself. When he lights a fire, not only does it warm himself, it warms other people as well. And that was Tanya Noach. He should have lit the fire. The Slava should have lit other people as well to Avodas Hashem. He should have been Makar of other people as well. And because of that, it's called the Mei Noach, because he was a little bit responsible that the whole Dar had the Mabul, died in the Dar, perished in the Mabul. He was a little bit responsible because he could not bring them back. If he would have been a tzaddik, and not a tzaddik in Pelz, but a tzaddik lit a fire, he could have brought back more of the Dar and saved the Dar from Dar HaMabul. So from both these Pshatim we see, first of all, we see the Gevaldik HaKoyach of Tefillah. If Noach would have davened, even though it was Malei Chamas, there was a lot of Averis in his Dar, still if he would have davened, he would have saved the Olam from Mabul, and Kavachayma, we have the Koyach HaTefillah. And number two, you see how important it is not only to think about yourself, not only by Gashmius, but Ruchnius also. You have to think about other people. Try to makarv other people. Bring other people closer. If you think of a great idea and you avoid Hashem, tell it to other people. Share it with other people. Get other people involved. And this way, you'll bring other people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a Shabbos.